Yeah, definitely. And it was hot for me. Like my panties were soaking wet at work. Like I had to go multiple times. I eventually ended up sticking like toilet paper in my panties because I was like, this is getting ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Girls Gone Deep. I'm Elle. And in today's episode, V and I bring back two guests to play the game Horrible Life. So first the guests, we have Leah. She is from episode 41, Transformational Experiences in E&M, and episode 42, Sexual Somatic Healing. And the second part of this episode is with Sasha Silver, and she's from episode 54, From Cam Girl to Dominatrix. So we brought them back to play the game Horrible Life. So Horrible Life is the card game of Have You Ever, All Things Sex and Kink. The episode that you're going to hear today is part of a new series of episodes that we're going to be sprinkling in throughout our months as we move forward. So I want to know if you guys like this episode, if you like the style of playing Horrible Life and hearing all of our naughty stories and sharing experiences and even going deep on some of these conversations. So we personally love playing the game with our friends when we go on to lifestyle vacations, on first dates. And so we're happy to share a lot of this with all of you. So, if you are listening to this episode the day that it is being released, check out our Instagram story at Girls Gone Deep Pod because we're going to post pictures of the cards and we want to hear from you. I want to know if you've done these things or not. And I would love for you guys to maybe message us on Instagram with the story. Give us some details. Tell us everything because we would love to share it on the podcast at a later time. You can message us on Instagram or you can send us an email at girlsgonedeep@gmail.com. And if you want to get your hands on a deck of Horrible Life, you can get 10% off your first deck with code GONEDEEP. So check the show notes, get access to the website, and get it ASAP. You won't regret it. You're going to love it. And then one final comment, check out our website, girlsgonedeep.com, just freshly launched. It is an awesome website. We have merch, and there's a lot more changes to come. So stay tuned. Okay, enjoy the episode.
Oh my God, wait a second. That's a good Horrible Life card. Have you ever had a pregnancy scare or have you ever had to?
Yeah, I'm going to write that
have
down.
Have you used Plan B or? I used Plan B as like basically my regular contraception in college.
I know. Same. I used Plan B a lot in college because I was a crazy person, but.
I used to hate using it because then it would just throw my whole period off the next like month or two, you know, but I've used it.
But I had like, so I got a new IUD like back in April and with my last IUD, I had super regular periods like every single month, even though like 90% of women didn't have periods, but for 7 years, I was still having a period on it. I got a new one and I've been having a period since then and I was supposed to start in the third and I still haven't started. And so I went to the doctor last week and she's like, cause I was a little tender and just some other things were going on. And she's like, I'm going to take a pregnancy test. And then I finally got the blood test back and that was negative. So I was like, okay, we're good. We're fine. But I definitely had like a little panic there and I still haven't started, but she's like, it could just be that like you've reached the point where maybe your IUD is like actually doing
what it's supposed to do.
I have an IUD and I don't get a period.
Yeah.
Used to have and which one do you have now?
I had the Mirena and then I got the Mirena again. But when she was up there, she was like, are you on birth control? And I was like, yeah, I have an IUD. And she's like, I didn't see it in there. And I was like.
I hate that.
So she's like, where did it go? My string was sticking down like this much. She's like, it's there. So, and I know my last one, my string was sticking down a lot. So it's like, I'm almost wondering too, with like the placement, if it just
changed.
I hear now that they intentionally bend your IUD too, to like, so that it doesn't just like stick out because I've heard of men who have sex, like it touches the tip ouchie. And it's actually super, like ouchie is what I hear. So they started to bend them so that they don't, you know, stick out as much.
Fun fact, I just went to the gyno last week and he was like, oh yeah, because I switched because I was in Pennsylvania the last time it was put in and now I was like, oh, I'm good for 5 years. I had Kylina. Turns out I've been playing Russian roulette, he said. He's like, you need a new one because basically it's not doing anything anymore because it's been in for like 5 years. And so I'm getting a new one next week. And with the fucking shit insurance that I have, it's going to be $1,700. And so I called up Jay and I was like, hey, babe, so since this benefits you too, you want to share this cost with me? So he's going to help me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's, I mean, that's, but then it will last for 5 years. So it's like, you know, if you divide that by 5 years, it's like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah, no, it's definitely worth it for sure.
Yeah, so 60 months, right? So 1700 divided by 60. You're paying $28.30 a month to not get pregnant.
Which I think is what it costs to take like the pills, right? Like I haven't taken pills so long.
No, so I mean copays could be like $10 for 3 months. You know, it's pretty cheap for pills.
Sometimes I had a friend whose insurance didn't cover it and she was paying like $250 for like 3 months.
I mean, the thing is, like, I haven't taken pills since – the reason why I took Plan B so much in college was because I was so inconsistent with my pills. I would always skip. And, like, I was still using condoms in college, but I was just so afraid. It's like, oh, what if, you know, the condom broke and I didn't know because I had a lot of drunk sex in college. And, like, you know, I really worked that system and just took Plan B every single
day.
When I didn't need to, probably, but
– you have no idea.
You don't know how horrible my life is.
On that note, should we switch?
Let's play a couple rounds of horrible life. So you have a stack in your hand, V. So let's draw a card and see what comes up for us.
Okay. Horrible life for us whores. Okay, so the way we are playing it is, because there are so many different iterations, basically we're going to pull a card and we're all going to share if we've done it. It's a fantasy or no, thank you. And then we can go from there. So, all right, I'm pulling this one. Let's see. Ooh, have you ever had a sugar daddy or sugar mommy? For me, fantasy.
I have to say no, thank you on this one. I am not interested in exchange for time or play or sex for gifts or money. It just doesn't resonate with me.
They can gift me all they want. if that brings them joy, go ahead and take me shopping. Take me to the nicest restaurants in New York. Take me to Sanctum, which I can't afford myself. I love it. How about you, Leah?
Yes and fantasy. Like, kind of yes. I wouldn't say there's been any like formal title of like sugar daddy, sugar baby situation, but I certainly have had individuals gift me things in exchange for Nike pictures or something fun and spicy. But I also would definitely go for that. I actually have a profile on Seeking, but I have not been on it. And like,
me too.
Oh my gosh.
And I felt like the people who were messaging me or matching with me, I forget how it works.
Yeah.
They just were not people that I was super intrigued by their profiles. Yeah. Mm. But so I watched the Something Something with Lisa Ling on HBO Max. Have you guys seen this? Real Life with – This is Life with Lisa Ling, something like that. But she delves into very specific communities in America. And one of them is seeking arrangements and sugar daddies and sugar babies. I highly recommend watching that episode if you haven't, because that's what kind of put it on my radar and that's what made me make a profile on Seeking, because – the people that she spoke to, it seemed more like a mentor relationship than anything else. And I was like, I'm fine with having a mentor that, like, if he's an older dude who doesn't have anyone to spend his money on and he's not expecting, like, sex from me, go for it, you know, because then also I can go to him in a mentorship capacity of like, you know, how do I get health insurance?
Daddy,
what are these adult
Daddy,
things? What's a 401k?
Help me. Help me with my finances.
Yeah.
I think I could definitely do it in that aspect now that you just explained it out. And like Leah, how you explained, like, you've been in situations where things have been paid for you or maybe expenses paid and nice dinners. Like, if it happened organically with somebody who I've certainly just organically met, then I would absolutely do that. I just don't think I could do it in exchange for pictures or sex, especially if it's someone who's older than me and like someone who I'm not like, you know, into, if that makes sense. I don't know. I feel like it would have to be more than just about the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely, for me, it's been with people that I know, and it has kind of happened a little bit organically. I've had intentions of like seeking that out before, but I psych myself out of it. But it's something I also think there could be, even, you know, as I'm going into this space of, you know, sex positivity. Yeah, I haven't sought it out, but I do think it's been something I've been kind of coming back to recently. And, you know, like I said, going into the space of being a sex intimacy relationship coach and, you know, building this business and connecting with different people, there is certainly, I think, a lot to learn and grow in that area. And so for myself, I kind of look at it. It's on my calendar to like go back, look at my profile, fix it up, and just start kind of chatting with people, because I think it would be good education and good for me to learn more about what that world and space looks like. And what better way to do that than get experience in it?
Yeah.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Yeah. Just like, be curious about all the ways in which we can meet people in this lifestyle and in this community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and everything's a negotiation, right? And like you said, if it brings them joy to do this, that is great. You're providing them happiness, you know?
And there's boundaries, right? Like giving the sugar baby the power and autonomy to set and hold those boundaries, and doing it from a place of not, you know, desperation and need, like I have to do this to survive, but because there, like you said, there's curiosity and there's consent with this is a type of a relationship I'm interested in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So we got it on our fantasy list. All right. So I want to draw a card next here.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what
I love this, how like horrible life, it just like facilitates really interesting conversations, because this was supposed to be like a 15-minute bam, 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 pick some cards. And we just spent 10 minutes on one card.
Like, exactly. Great conversation. All right, we'll start going through these.
All right,
let's do it. Here's
the next one. Been in control of when and how orgasms are experienced by another. So basically you are orgasming, controlling somebody else. So you can't come yet, you have to wait, that kind of a thing. So have you done it? Let's start there, V.
I have not done it, and I'm trying to decide if it's a no thank you or a fantasy.
Mm.
I don't know why, but edging doesn't majorly turn me on. It doesn't excite me that much. Like, I like making someone come. So then maybe, hold on. Okay. Hold on. Looking at this differently now, does like kind of forcing someone to come, if they say like, oh, if you keep going, I'm going to come, and like going harder to make them come.
Yeah.
Is that this card?
Yeah.
Cause I've never like stopped to be like, okay, you can't come yet. You know, like I've never withheld orgasm from someone. So withholding doesn't interest me, but forcing does interest me. I'm like, no, bitch, you're going to come and I'm going to make you come. And that actually happened with Ace. I think he'll enjoy this shout out. I was giving him head one day, because it was our daytime foursome. And it was like the middle of a Friday. So he was in the middle of work. He like put it in his calendar, like a lunch date. And I was sucking him, and he does enjoy edging. And he was like, if you keep going like that, you're going to make me come. And so I just went harder, and I like pulled his ass against my face and like deep throated and made him come, basically. And it was so fun to make him do that. So
yeah.
I don't know. Am I going off topic of this card?
No, it's control of when and how. So like you could have, yeah, exactly. All right, Leah, what about you? I, orgasm control?
Yeah, I have before. I had a partner tied up and just kept them kind of on the edge a little bit and then finally rode them until they were allowed to come. And I was like, now you can come.
Yeah.
And that was fun. And I definitely want to do that. I've been fantasizing about doing that more, especially as I kind of get into a little bit more of my dom persona and, you know, really being able to take control and kind of have a man or not a man or any partner, right, be in a submissive role and kind of doing that orgasm control a little bit more. I've only ever really done it like that once. Mm-hmm. I've had it done to me a few times. And it doesn't always work. I can't control it.
Okay, so I was going to say. So you came, like you couldn't hold back.
I have. And then actually Ace, when we were in Hedo, he, was whispering in my ear when we were in an orgy one time. And I don't even think I'd officially met him yet. Maybe I did. There were so many people that I was meeting at Hedo and there were so many bodies and I was so overstimulated. But I remember that, we were in an orgy and he comes around, he's on the other side of the bed and just in that little British accent just starts whispering in my ear. And I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
And that one, I was like, I just want to make him proud. And so I did control it there. And when he told me to come, I just came my fucking brains out. It was wonderful.
Yes. I don't respond well to that, to being told to come or like a countdown versus I don't know. It's basically like my body is like, you're not going to tell me when to come. Like I'm going to come when I want to come.
Yeah. Well, you're the type of comer that you, once you come once, you're more turned on and you can keep going over and over and over again. So I think it's your style of coming too that probably affects the way that you enjoy or not enjoy that kind of control. So for me, like Em and I edge pretty frequently when we're just having our regular play nights. Like I'll say, don't come yet, don't come yet. And that's usually because we often come together. I would say 99.9% of the times that we have sex, we're coming together at the same time. So usually we'll wait for each other. And so that's where the don't come yet, don't come yet, or I'm not ready to come, or I don't want to come at the second. And then sometimes I'll say, I only want to come once tonight, or if I'm coming multiple times, just because I can tell how my body's going to respond, where sometimes I'll come so hard that I almost have like a refractory period like guys do. Like I need a little bit of a break. I need to slow down and I need to take some time. So, but controlling other orgasms, I definitely have. And I think it is fun. It's exciting. I mean, more recently I had wear a cock cage while I went to work all day. And so I told him that he had to send me a porn video before his work call. And he had to send it to me as soon as he was done watching it so that I could get the timestamp of when he saw it. And then
Can I specify this? Because I didn't understand when you told me about this. So basically he videoed himself like touching himself while watching the porn on his computer. So basically you saw him touching himself and the porn he was watching.
Yes. Yeah. I had him send me a video of the actual porn so I could watch it myself, of him hard in his cock cage watching the porn because I wanted to see his dick hard and just like aching to come out. And then I had him send me another porn video in the afternoon and he wasn't allowed to touch himself. He wasn't allowed to take the cage off. He couldn't have an orgasm. And then even when I came home that night at work, I had his key and I unlocked it and we took it off. And the next timestamp was we're going to meet at 8:45. He had another like 3 hours of not being able to touch himself or play. And so he was like hard and setting up porn and setting up our play space. But by the time I got back down to play with him, I mean, the intensity that came out of him was so incredible. Just like primal, aggressive, grabbing me, wanting me, needing me, just fucking me really hard, just couldn't wait. And I, again, orgasm denied him for a little bit so that we could keep going for a little longer. And it was an explosive kind of an orgasm. So I do enjoy this style of play because of the intensity.
I'm literally sitting here with my mouth just wide open. just getting so wet. New fantasy unlocked.
Yes, I'm adding that to my fantasy list now because I like it in that capacity where it's like an all day thing. Mm-hmm. I think what doesn't interest me is like in the moment of play, like getting you close and then stopping and getting you close and then stopping. I don't know why that doesn't interest mm-hmm. me, but I like the all day cop cage watching porn thing. Yeah.
Hot. Yeah, definitely. And it was hot for me. Like my panties were soaking wet at work. Like I had to go multiple times. I eventually ended up sticking like toilet paper in my panties because I was like, this is getting ridiculous.
Oh my God.
So it kept me going all day too. So it was good for the both of us. But yeah, yes to orgasm control. We will continue.
Yay. Again, new fantasy unlocked. All right. I'm pulling another one. Ooh. Beaten another with a crop.
Ooh.
Leah, I'm going to ask you to go first on this one.
Yeah, I have because for Halloween, I had my crop when I dressed up as Vixen and I had my partner dress up as a cat and he had to keep his cat mask on. I definitely like played around with the crop a little bit, but I think it was probably used on me more than it was anyone else. But I have it. I actually literally just pulled it out last night and I was like, maybe I'll use this on my new partner.
Ooh. I love this. Yeah. V, if I'm correct, I think I used one on you eventually, but I never start out with a crop because it's intense. So this was a workup of, you know, tenderizing your butt and spanking and then using like a three-stage like slap paddle. And then we went into the crop and then a wood paddle. So there is definitely, so I have, I can't say that I've ever like beaten to kind of a strong word. I can't say that I actually like wailed on somebody till they got complete bruises, but I've definitely bruised people before.
Yeah. I have not. I think it's a fantasy for me. I would like to explore being the person who gives impact. I know. Actually, Leah, I wanted to ask you are you taking classes in being a dominatrix? Is that correct?
Yeah. So it's a 6-series masterclass and I'm actually flying on Friday, a week from today. Is today Friday?
No, today's Saturday.
next Friday, I'm actually flying to San Francisco and I'm going to the Dom graduation party, and it is an all-female play party, and the only men that will be there are her fully devoted subs dressed up as housemaids. And I am no idea what I'm getting myself into, but I'm so fucking excited.
Holy shit.
Just to be in that like energy of these like powerful, you know, fully into their erotic selves women and be able to experience that and see that and just like play with the subs and make them our little fuck toys. Like,
yeah,
be fun.
That sounds super hot. I want to be a fly on the wall.
Me too. And can I ask what the 6-part series entailed?
Yeah. So it had everything from like verbal domination. She had someone come on for a fin dom, you know, talking about the, you know, breaking BDSM down and what it means. We got into, you know, the work you're doing inside the dungeon, you know, is very directly impacting your life outside of the dungeon, right? So, you know, building your for a sub, being able to use your voice and, you know, gain control and kind of go through that healing because the subs are in control, right? So understanding your boundaries. And then outside of the dungeon, you know, the work you're doing around discipline, focus, that is impacting what's happening in the dungeon to be able to be in that space and be a good sub. So it's just very interesting to hear all of that. And yeah.
Did you talk about psychology of some of these kinks and, progressions through communication around all this stuff?
A little bit. We didn't get as far into that. It was just more of an overview. But we did in each of the classes, she did like a little mini play session with her subs. And so like we got to see that, like just different things she would do. Like one of her subs, she ended up tying little weights around and using a string and tying weights around his balls. And so he had to stand there and he just had to swing the weights and make them chime for like 15 minutes, just back and forth on his balls while she just like played with him.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's intense.
Yeah. We've had Sasha Silver on in the past, and she talked about how healing kink can be for some of her clients. And yeah. I just think it's so fascinating and so beautiful. And I can't wait to hear more from you in the future. We're going to have you back, girl.
Yeah. We definitely like covered the surface of that, but there's so much to learn and dig into and BDSM and kink and, you know,
sorry guys,
you know, dom sub dynamics and different things. And, you know, some can be more intense and some can be still soft and it be a DS dynamic, you know? Mm-hmm. And so just all the different ways that can look and feel, and just how to really connect with your sub and how to understand their needs and serve them essentially, right? That's the goal, is to serve them.
Yeah. That's always been the struggle with understanding the dub sub, dom sub like relationship is it always about the sub? And like, when do you as the dom get to do what you want? Or is it finding what you want within the sub's boundary so that you're both getting what you want in that play? And then
it's that, right? Like finding what you want and what they desire within the boundaries of that specific dynamic, right? Like, because for some, it could be, you know, you have, I played in Miami with a pleasure dom over New Year's, and, you know, he would never do anything that any of us subs like didn't want to do, but he was telling us exactly where he wanted us on the bed. And he was telling us exactly what he wanted us to do. And I wanted to make Master happy. And so it fed both ways, right? But if there was something, you know, at one point I was like, I need some water. I need a second. And he gave me that time to like step away and have a second. And then I came back and we had another scene. Mm. So it's very dynamic and collaborative from my experience so far and from how I see that relationship happening.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Oh, I love this. Well, I'm excited for you to go to this party and come back and report how it went, yes, what happened, and then just kind of like your afterthoughts of this whole series class. Will you do more training? That kind of a thing.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
Yes. And when can I hire you? Oh, sorry, Mistress L. Is that okay if
I have multiple mistresses? Mistress Vixen.
Yeah. Mistress Vixen. I love it. Yeah.
Vibrant by Vixen.
Yeah.
Yes. L, do you want to pull one more?
We'll do one more. Yeah. Let me shuffle my cards here. Let's see what shows up. This card is been choked during play. So like asphyxiation breath play.
Well, absolutely. That happened absolutely. 2 days ago.
Yeah. 2 days ago. Tell us about it.
So yeah, there's this new guy that I've been seeing, and I like to get fucked fast and hard and just like destroy me, degrade me, and respectfully. And so we've definitely been doing that a lot with each other. I do enjoy it, just like, I mean, but I enjoy like restraints and like being held down and like turn me around and throw my face onto the bed and just like fuck me from behind. Like just that really intense, like, rah, like you just like fucking animalistic a little bit. And so, yeah, he's definitely choked me. I've choked him.
Mm. Have you like been choked enough to like close to passing out?
I have a couple times, yeah.
Ooh, like actually went out and like came back to?
I have not gone out, but I've been really close that like
you see stars and like twinkle.
Yeah.
And so do and you say something in that moment, or what do you do?
Yeah, well, it's because, you know, I also have, and something I really have to learn and connect with for myself is I have a pretty high pain tolerance and I will push that, especially if I am on substances or doing anything, or, you know, sometimes that can take that feeling a little bit away. And so I have to be really careful about what, because I sometimes think I'm, my boundaries are very fluid and sometimes I push them a little more than I probably should. So there've been a couple of times I like almost let it go. And then I had the thought come through my head, like, oh, I don't want to die yet. And then I tapped out.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
I don't want to die yet.
I was like, this is so good. I want to keep going. I don't want to die yet. Like, yeah. Okay, maybe back up a little bit. I have had a lot of times though where I've been choked and I don't know why this is like really hot for me, but when I, and oh, I'm a little bruised right now, but when I've been choked and like their hands on your like collarbone on your chest, mm-hmm. and like I can feel it like a couple days later that yes. I'm bruised. Like,
I completely agree. I love
that.
You
know what I mean? When it's like,
yes.
the mark.
It's a reminder.
Like,
well, like, I'm like, sometimes you have like those specific like fingerprint bruises and that is yeah. so fucking hot.
Yeah.
And then you can also feel like a little bit of swelling on the sides of your throat. You're like, wait a second, am I coming down with like strep or like was I choked last night?
Am I sick or is it just my kink?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, so I want to delineate the type of choking that you had. So like, you know, I feel like there's two styles of choking. I talked about this before where you can like squeeze on the side of your neck. So you're just getting blood flow to stop. And then there's also pushing down on the throat, on the trachea and pushing back so that you physically can't like breathe anymore. So if you could think back when you were choked, are they doing both or one? Do you have a preference on which one you like better, Leah?
I have had both. I think I prefer when it's lower, like on my chest, because I can move my neck a little more. I don't like to always like not be able to move my neck. And I feel like I can get words out better mm-hmm. if it's a little lower versus like right in the middle. It's a little harder to like say, you know, red or yellow.
I never thought about hand placement, but you're right. Like a little lower is a different.
A little lower where it's just like right on the cusp of like where your neck, like, you know, comes back down to your shoulders, like right around there. Cause I have had it higher and like, I don't know. I've had both. But
now
I,
that
I've
you say
thought,
this,
I've never thought about which one I preferred. But if I think about it, I think it's definitely here because I can. Also, I think there's something about feeling like even part of their hand or like arm on my chest mm-hmm. that's grounding mm-hmm. to me too.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely resonate with that grounding feeling.
That heart
feeling.
Chakra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like also like if someone's – I've had people fuck me where they've just like had their hand and like pressed down on my chest and like that like I'm just like melting.
Yes. Jay does that a lot to me and I fucking love it.
V, what about you and choking? You've given or felt it or taken it?
I've taken it. I don't really. Now that I say it, I would also do it. I don't know that I really have, but and it's not like necessarily a fantasy, but I'll do it. It's on my list. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes if I'm feeling the intent, I've received it. I enjoy receiving it. Again, like my placement would probably be more on the sides of my neck so that I can still breathe and again, like still talk and communicate. But I've had both, but I do prefer the outer side. But I'm actually going to start experimenting with it being lower now that you guys talk about that.
The suggestion yeah, is so sexy.
Yeah, the suggestion of it, but not actually really squeezing, just hand placement is super sexy.
Yeah.
And then I've also choked others, and especially when a guy is on top and I want them to fuck me harder, I will grab their throat and say, like, fuck me harder. And then just by grabbing them like that and asking for that, the intensity just gets so much, ugh, yeah, like, give it to me.
I like to do it when I'm riding them.
Ooh. Mm.
Like when I'm on top and I'm riding them, like just press them back down and show them who's boss.
Guys, you're inspiring me. All right, I'm going to do this. Jay and I have a sex party tonight, so I think that'll be on my list.
Oh, very nice. All right. Well, this is really fun. Thanks for playing.
Leah, thank you so much for joining.
You're welcome.
We will have you back to talk about your parties and what you're doing. So again, where can people find you?
can find me on Instagram at Vibrant by Leah. Still working on batching some content right now to get out and officially launch everything. Now that I've gotten into my new day job and gotten into the new year, I'm ready to get the ground running. So we'll be taking clients here by the end of the month.
Awesome. Yay. All right. Well, good luck with everything. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I have my family coming over, so.
They should join the conversation.
Oh, I'm sure they would fit right into this one.
No doubt. Yeah, slide on in there.
We got a lot of really great feedback. Like, I had people actually reach out to me and be like, oh my God, that was such a cool episode. Like, it was so, like, you said such profound things, and I love it.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Thank you for having that conversation and just giving me the opportunity to share a little bit from, my perspective. It felt really good to listen to. And I'm grateful to have shared, just a little bit more about the topic in general. That's really cool.
Yeah. As you have more things to talk about or something that's like really lighting your fire, like let us know and we'll bring you back on, you know?
Brilliant. Thanks. Yeah. As I evolve, I'm sure I will.
Well, here we are again. We have another lovely guest with us, Sasha Silver. She was our Dominatrix episode. So check her out on that one. But today we're playing Horrible Life. I'm really excited.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I'm so excited to be back.
So what's your favorite way to play it? Because Sasha Silver, you were just telling me a little bit about how you used to play it. Can you just share that briefly with us?
Yeah, I used to use it in Phoebe live streams, Chatterbait, and my subs could tip me and kind of find out a little bit more personal stuff about me. And then they could also share back. And it was really a fun way to kind of spice things up and have some story swapping, which I know is always fun.
Yeah, there's always something about like hearing a naughty story, hearing the details. That whole storytelling of like sexual experiences is naughty and fun. So
totally.
So why don't we play it? Do you have a preference, Al, for this?
No. No, I don't have a preference. What do you think?
Okay, let's do this. Let's do the version where we pull a card and the person has to read it aloud and everybody has to guess whether they've done it. And we'll see if they're correct. So, Sasha, let's do you first. So I'll pull a card for you and you'll read it aloud. All right.
Perfect. Okay. Have I ever experienced a massage with a happy ending?
I'm going to say, I don't really know your, I'm going to say no. I don't really know your relationship history though.
Yeah. Thumbs down. I'm saying no. What's
definitely have.
Oh definitely my God.
And I have an amazing story about this. One time I accidentally went into like a rub and tug by accident. And I was like, the whole time I was like, oh, okay, I need to tip up front. And I was like, that's kind of weird. And then I go in and there's like a mirror and a red light around the mirror and like a shower. And she's like, take a shower, please. I'm like, is this?
You thought you were just getting a massage?
Well, yeah, I was just sore. I was just like, I have 2 hours to kill. Let me get a massage. So I'm like, well, I've already paid for it. I guess I may as well see. And then I'm like laying there and she's massaging me. And the whole time I'm just, my head is just running. I'm like, is she just going to like slip a finger in? Is she going to spank me? Like, how is this going to go? I don't really know. So I'm like, it's going to be an amazing story regardless. So I may as well just see how it plays out.
Oh my God.
And sure enough, at some point, her thumbs just like grazed beside my labia. And it was just like, because I was expecting it, I just like almost jumped out of the bed.
Oh my God.
Like, at that point, it was like so worked up in my head that I was like, and then I think she just kind of stopped from that point. And then after she was like, thank you so much. Please come back. Please come again. Please come back.
Yeah. Come again.
Oh my gosh. And I got out and like, I didn't even make it outside. I just like kind of started laughing at just the whole experience was really quite something.
Oh wow. My God. I love that you stayed there. Okay. Number one.
I had to.
That's amazing. Okay. But I feel like you can't, you couldn't relax while she was giving you the body massage, right? Because you're like thinking, when is it? The whole time, right?
Yeah. And she was massaging my butt for like quite a while, like maybe a good 20 minutes. So I was really kind of like getting hinted on that, like, am I supposed to say something? Is she going to do something? So I was just curious. I'm like, well, I'm not going to say anything. So maybe she's going to do something. I'm
like, all right.
Hey, you, yeah.
Wait, let's get real. Were you wet at the end? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
For sure. For sure. It was like excitement and nervousness and like wetness all at once.
And you tip at the beginning. So what if you're not satisfied?
Can I mean, I guess it's a no refunds policy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And my question would be, are your hands washed to the lady?
Yeah.
Of course.
It's scary.
Valid question. When I got in there, like I was a little skeezed out because like the towel was wet that I was supposed, I was like, I don't think about this. I was like, what is going on in this place?
Oh, my God. Okay, what country was this in or state?
Canada. Good old Canada. Isn't that wild? Yeah.
That's amazing.
I have never been to one of these, but I'm super curious. And, like, in some of the resorts that we go to, like Desire in Cancun or Mexico, or I think it's Riviera Maya, actually, they have, like, a whole menu in their resort that you could get a couple's massage with a happy ending or just really naughty stuff in this experience. And I've always been so curious.
Temptation, they really do cool. It as well. Yeah.
Wait, Temptations does it too?
Temptations does it too. I don't believe it says it on the menu, but we have friends who have done it and multiple people have corroborated like, oh yeah, if you get this specific one, that's the couple, it's like the couple's tantric or something like that massage, then they help you at the end.
Now I've gotten massages at Hedo, but they will like massage your butt and they will massage your breasts, but not like touching your nipple, but they don't necessarily get to like the labia or like super into the area. So they're respectful of that. So it's not really like a naughty massage, but they get close.
I got a regular massage in Italy once, and when I turned over for her to do my front, she pulled the towel down all the way to my pussy. And so my tits were out. And like coming from America, I'm like, what? What's happening here? And this was, you know, before my sexual awakening and everything. So like I was not as comfortable getting my tits out in front of strangers. And she massaged them. And I was just so distracted the whole time. I couldn't relax. I was like turned on. I was like, do I open my eyes? Oh my God, what if I open my eyes? And like, you know, the whole time I'm like, don't make a facial expression because my face is up now. And like, so she can see. I was just so uncomfortable. But it was not like a happy ending massage. Oh my God. How many people has this happened to where they're like just very uncomfortable and we never say anything, right? Because that's the thing about massages. Like you never feel like you can say something like go harder, go softer, don't talk to me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. All right. I love this.
So true.
I am so glad we pulled that card for you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it's the universe. The cards know.
They know. Yeah.
Al, you want to pull one?
Yeah, I'll pull one next. So I'm going right from the top here. Okay. This is received foot worship, foot licking, and toe sucking. Drink twice if you dommed someone to do it.
I'm giving a thumbs up.
Same. Yeah. It's two thumbs up and you are right. Yeah. I have. Wait, so I got to tell the story from the beginning because I think the whole experience was really awesome. So we haven't talked about this couple yet on the show, but we'll call them Minx and Machine. And so Machine is the male half. And so he invited me over to surprise his wife. Minx and basically was doming her. So he said, she's coming home at 8 o'clock. When she gets home, her clothes are laid out in the bathroom. When she gets there, she has to put them on and put a blindfold on. And then I'm going to bring her out blindfolded. And I want you to come out eventually. And we're just going to surprise her that there's like an extra mouth and an extra set of hands and all of that. So I remember showing up early, getting in my little like bodysuit. She had the, you know, the Louis Vuitton shoes with the red bottom. So I like put on one of her heels. I was hiding in the closet and I could like hear, like, but the thing is there was music on, so I couldn't hear my cue on when I had to come out of the closet.
Yeah.
And so like when I got out, she was blindfolded. She had a spreader bar on her legs and I came out and he was touching and caressing her. And then I came in and started touching and caressing her. And so part of that experience was I sat down and she got on her knees and she like caressed my legs and was like kissing my legs and worshiping my feet and like just kind of like kissing me all up and down. So that was the first time I experienced foot worship. And then during play, we were like in a threesome. I forget the position that we were really in. I think that she was on top of me facing me and we were both fingering each other and he was behind us and he was sucking on my toes while I was getting fingered and kissed. And it actually felt like I've never had that before, but the combination of the wetness in my mouth and in my pussy and in my feet, it all worked. I was like, I never thought I would like that. And I totally liked my toe sucked. Like that was amazing.
I agree. I will concur with that. Sasha, have you had it done to you?
Definitely. And it is really hot, especially, yeah, Elle, if you're when you're being fingered at the same time. I love having my toe sucked. And yeah. I think something about foot worship is just so playful and kind of fun. And like, I almost use it even if I know somebody's not necessarily into it, maybe because of like the, you know, the glorification of foot worship and the fact that it's kind of like something we always joke about in culture. It's kind of an easy thing to go to. Like, it's just something about worshiping someone's feet. It's like you worship the ground they walk on. It's something so like, yeah. I really love it. There's something really fun about foot play, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's a little power dynamic there for me too. Like it feels like
big time.
Yeah, like you're on your knees for me in front of me. I like that.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
I was on the receiving end of it once at, so there was this, through FetLife, I found this event that was Dom, how do I say this? All submissive men. And I forget what it was called, but it, it's in the name, whatever. Anyway, so awesome because all the women there were just being adored by the men, right? And, you know, I got my first fire play massage and there were all kinds of like floggings going on and stuff like that. But this one guy comes over to me. I'm just like sitting on the side with my friend and we're just chatting and he comes over and he's like, hey, can I give you a foot massage? And I was like, yeah, you can do that. And then like halfway through, he's like, do you mind if I lick your toes? And I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. Cause this was early on in my experiences and I had never experienced anything like this before. And then I was like, okay, that feels good. I was not attracted to this man. And so it was just an interesting experience. And I ended up like asking him, I was like, what is it about this that is interesting to you? And he just said, like, I don't know, I've always been into feet and it's just escalated to, you know, and he started like sucking my toes and like licking them while he was like massaging them. And I was just like watching, like, you know, my face, my facial expressions.
Yeah.
I can't hide them. I was like, really? You want to be doing this? Okay. Cause then he like lovingly put my socks back on and put my boots back on. Because I remember when he came over, I had my boots on still because it was like winter. And I was like, I mean, my feet have been in my boots all day. Like, are you sure you want to? And he's like, yeah, that's even better. I was like, okay, cool.
But that's the thing, right? Because it's like maybe he would have not touched any part of you. So the fact that he got because you weren't attracted to him. So maybe the part of him getting to touch your feet was like, it is an intimate place because our feet are sometimes hidden away. Like a lot of times our feet are not necessarily visible, especially from colder places. And like he got that experience of touching you and giving you pleasure in a way that he may not have experienced otherwise.
Yeah. You just touched the spot for me, like saying that you're are an intimate place. Like, you don't really think of it as that way, but how many people are a little bit uncomfortable when you do touch their feet and they're like, oh, no, thank you. Right. So that is like a vulnerable spot for a lot of people. And so to allow that is definitely, I could see that desire.
And it's fun.
Pleasure. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. You're up, V.
My turn.
You're all up.
Right. All right. Mine is... been to a sex dungeon.
So you have, because this was a sex dungeon. So have you been to any others?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about some other ones and do some comparisons of like what they were like and ambiance and whatever.
So the first one I went to that was a proper dungeon was with this guy who was like my kind of catalyst person to get into this lifestyle. And we found it on FetLife again. We walk in and it was the first time for me seeing an Alexander cross. And I was like, ooh, what's that? What's that? And like, you know, it was wax play and electro play. And like, I had never heard of these things or seen these things before. It was so fascinating. There were people being suspended. I remember like it was every kink that you could probably, not every kink that you could imagine, but a lot of them were covered at this dungeon. And it was really lovely. And that's where I found my dominatrix, because I saw this gorgeous woman in a latex bodysuit spanking this girl, and something like lit up within me. And the person I was with, he was like, you know, you can go over and ask her to do that to you too. Mm. And I was like, I can. Okay. So like, I go up to her and I'm like a little girl and I'm like blushing and I have like a crush on her already. And I'm like, hello, mistress, would you please spank me? And so like she did. And, you know, I ended up getting her business card and ended up hiring her with a future partner. And so it was an incredible eye-opening experience. I didn't experience anything else there, like the flogging or electro play or anything, but it was an awesome experience to see what was out there and available. It was like a dark, like grungy warehouse, like with just like red lights in like different corners and stuff. So like exactly what you would think of when you think dungeon. Yeah.
That's awesome. I've never been to a sex dungeon. I have desire to go. But I would like to share a story that someone else just recently told me, because I thought it was fascinating to have this experience. So there was another couple. I don't want to say the city that it's in, because there's only like a handful of dungeons in every city. So I don't want to call a dungeon out for speaking not so positively about it. But they said that when they got there, they had a great time. But they said that there was about like 100 to like 115 people all throughout, a bunch of different rooms and spaces. But they said that when they walked in, it kind of had like carpet everywhere, a little bit of like an odor, just probably like, you know, why would you have carpets in a sex dungeon? You know how much cum is all over that spot? You know what I mean? Like cleanliness was a concern. They also said that some of the clientele just looked like they rolled out of bed and like didn't take care of themselves. And it was just more of an issue of that. But then they did say that along the way, they did eventually find some younger people in sexy lingerie and just like in their crowd and space. But what they had said was they felt like there was a male and a female. There were a couple and they had a third with them. And they said that everybody was looking at them as if they shouldn't be there, kind of like getting like dirty looks and negative energy and feeling like negative vibes. And it was like the person that they brought as their third was actually a tranny. So it was a male dressed as a female, trans woman. And so at some point they had like lifted up her skirt and she was wearing a cock cage. And then at some point along, the three of them started playing and the male started fucking the trans woman. And then all of a sudden he said he felt the energy shift around him. Like everybody was like, oh, okay, you're cool. Like you can be here. Kind of a vibe and energy that he got. And I thought that was like really interesting that he felt that like prejudiceness of like, who are you? Why are you here? You're like, you're too pretty to be here. You're too normal to be here. You're not weird like us, kind of a thing. So I thought that was interesting. And I'm curious if anybody else has had that kind of experience where you're not kinky enough to be there, you know?
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah, I've definitely had that experience. I went to kind of a sex party earlier this year, actually, and it was definitely a little bit of like worlds colliding. Like, it definitely felt like I went with a group and like, a small group, but like maybe I felt pretty dressed up, but like maybe that's just because that's how I, you know, that's how I am. Like, if I'm going to go be dominant, I'm about to be dressed up like I'm doing that, you know? So yeah, it was definitely like a little bit of just like looking around and feeling a little bit like out of place or a little bit like, yeah, just a little strange. But it was actually still fun. There was a dungeon aspect to it. And I remember distinctly talking to one of my friends. And I heard this whipping sound out of the corner of my ears. And I was like trying to listen to what my friend was saying. But I was like, I'm really sorry. There's something happening to me. My knees are just going a little weak. I just don't think I can have this conversation. I think I just need to go and see what's going on over there. I'm just
oh my God.
So I just was like watching this man just absolutely whip his wife on the cross. And I was just like standing there like, this is delicious. Like, yeah. I just was like, I can't talk to anything or know anything right now. I just need to watch and observe.
I feel like that's what would happen to me. My curiosity, my voyeur would come out and I would just be watching and watching. And I wonder, like, in that situation, when you were watching, did you ask if you could watch or you just kind of did?
Yeah, there was a lot of people kind of in every room. So I guess my, like, maybe that was a bad assumption to make, but I guess I assumed that, like, because other people are watching, like, you know, if you're choosing to, you know, you kind of, I'm assuming that they're exhibitionists since that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of interesting. I guess every party's kind of a different vibe. And there were also like other rooms. So it did feel like a little bit of like an invitation. But yeah, that's actually a really good point. And like, is it always clear in those kind of scenarios and do they make it clear? And yeah, it could be interesting.
I feel the same way. Like sometimes in these public situations or group situations, I'm always like, do I need to ask if I can watch? But at the same time, they're doing it in a public and open space. And like if the venue offers private spaces with closed doors or closed curtains, if they wanted to be behind a curtain for privacy or behind a closed door, they would go do that. So I find that I do blanket assume that like, oh, well, if you're doing it here in front of everybody, I can watch. So I wonder what like everybody else thinks about this too, because I kind of always go back and forth here. I can never settle on what to do.
I'm thinking about it and putting myself in that scenario. And it's like, okay, if I'm at a sex club here in New York, like they say, don't be a creeper at the one that we frequent. And, you know, what that means to me is it seems like they're kind of pinpointing single men who would sit and stare and jerk off while watching. I think as a woman, there's kind of a double standard that like if you're watching, there's a different energy coming from you. It's more of like a supportive energy and a curious energy. Even if you are, I mean, like Elle, you're voyeur number one over there in the corner with your wand typically, but like, I don't know that you would do that at like a sex club or a dungeon. You know what I mean? Like you do that in private settings where like, you know, your friends are okay with you doing that.
Where it's like expected at this point.
Yeah. but like, I don't know. I think there's a double standard, which is interesting. Like Sasha, you are such a loving presence. Like no one, I would assume, would think that you are, you know,
well, thanks for
a
saying
creeper
that.
Or whatever.
I was definitely in a supportive energy. Trust me. Definitely giving my best support.
Yes.
You beautiful woman.
You
get away
so
from me.
Good.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
All right. Shall we pull one more?
I have to run. I have to run. Ladies and gentlemen listening, please, if you want to reply to any of these cards, send us your stories. We'll read them on later episodes and share your responses to these cards because we're curious about what you guys have gone through too.
Yeah.
So join in.
Don't forget to follow WL The Game on Instagram. You are up and running. This is so exciting.
Yeah. We'll see if I get taken down again.
Yeah.
All right. We'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Bye.